and thank you for tuning in to OK Got It, the Complex Messaging Podcast. Each episode, we answer one of your questions regarding messaging trends in conversation with our guests. This week, we are joined by the Senior Product Evangelist for Messaging for Retaris, Marcus Yonker. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. Happy to be here. Looking forward to the questions.
Great to have you. I know you're always looking forward to my burning questions. Exactly. You provide the answers. You got the insight. So the topic that we're talking about today specifically is around integrations, specifically for fax solutions. And we're going to really focus on the healthcare industry today. So the first question, you know, that we want to throw out, Marcus, and just to kind of give it a little bit of a frame, you know, organizations have a lot of integrations already set up on their existing systems, usually when it's like an on-prem fax solution. That's usually what we see a lot here at Retaris. So with like an integration might be into their EHR, such as Epic. And then if you're going to try and move from an on-prem solution to a cloud solution, you have this already existing integration and you're kind of worried, is it going to really be a pain to migrate that? Am I going to disrupt the already existing integration? So what would you say to someone like that? Can that be done without disrupting an existing integration?
Well, fortunately, we've got a broad selection of healthcare EHR integrations. In the case of Epic, Epic has a very clear defined interface for web fax integrations, which we have fulfilled. Our product is listed in the Epic store. So the change from whatever system you're using today to Retaris should be transparent for the user. In the case of MHK, for example, they have integrated our API into their product. So that's again completely transparent for the user. In case of inbound, we work well and based on customer success stories with Highland or OnBase for inbound fax. And we're now working with customers, for example, in Cerner to be integrated into their work queue manager. You will not lose anything, but you gain the power and the benefits of Retaris' cloud fax service.
And some would say that that is a seamless integration. And as the director of marketing here at Retaris, I have to always talk about marketing language because you're here to talk about tech. I kind of am the word guy here. And the word that I always see describe integrations in most marketing material is seamless. So I just kind of wanted to get your idea of what exactly does that buzzword mean? And is there something more that we do that actually gives substance to that buzzword?
Well, from a user perspective, as I mentioned, in all cases, it's largely transparent for the user. Seamless is maybe a very, very strong word. It's effort involved. There will be effort, especially when, you know, connecting on-prem solutions to the cloud. But definitely, if you're moving to the cloud in the case of other solutions, connecting those solutions to Retaris will be easier than connecting them to your on-prem fax server. Well-planned, well-executed, having the necessary dials and config options are necessary to make this transition as seamless as possible, but effort is involved nonetheless.
Of course, yeah. Someone's got to take out the iron and get all the seams out of the fabric that we're putting into there.
And correct. The beauty is, of course, but that effort is rewarded because you then are able to use Retaris Cloud Fax services with all the bells and whistles that we've got and the feedback we're getting from customers, definitely very relevant in the healthcare industry. In all cases, they're seeing an increase in success rates or delivery rates, as we call it, which, of course, reduces other costs. So that effort is worth it.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, that's what you only want. You need a high-performing solution. And if you don't have to worry about it, then that's even better. But is there an example of maybe like a current project or a current client that we're working with where this kind of integration scenario came up? Maybe it was really good. Maybe it was really bad. Maybe they had an integration that we thought was clever and then we had to adapt to it. Bonus points if you can get something that's all of the above. But what is the story that stands out to you, Marcus?
Well, actually, a very current case. We're working with a large U.S. healthcare I don't know, provider. I think it's an insurance company. And they're using MHK. And as I mentioned, MHK has integrated us into their product. But we are now, based on customer desire or wishes, reached out to MHK to work with them to improve that integration so that they use the various attributes of our API to, for example, make correlation of our reporting with the underlying transaction out of MHK much easier. So that, for example, users can handle the troubleshooting cases when faxes couldn't be delivered because of a wrong number, etc., much, much better, much easier for the user. And we will continue to do that whenever the need arises.
And you mentioned wrong number. So that's usually on, the outbound side of someone trying to send a fax. What about the inbound side when it comes to these kind of integrations? Is there any concerns there?
No, I think it's a lot more simpler there in the case. The most important thing, of course, is for us to be able to deliver to your existing ingest mechanisms for these healthcare. So as I mentioned earlier, or Highland, OnBase, or Cerner WorkQueue Manager. Of course, we are looking into combining our intelligent document processing with our fax capability in the healthcare industry, to then even go that step further. We are also working with other sort of healthcare ingest solution providers so that we have a broad portfolio of solutions that we can offer our customers.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, it's just a matter of making sure that your fax solution works. You are able to send and receive faxes exactly where you need it, and that there is no problem whatsoever. And that's something we like to toot our own horn about here. I know I might jinx it by saying this, but I can't remember the last time we had an outage for our service. So I'm going to knock on wood there. But, that's really well said. And okay, I got it, Marcus. So thank you very much for coming on and providing your insight as always. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here. Looking forward to answering the questions that we get next time.
Always. Come on. I always bring the best questions for you. And speaking of questions, if anyone in the audience or listening right now, if you have a question that you would like us to cover on a future episode, you can submit them. Either leave a comment on whichever platform you are currently consuming this, whether that be YouTube or Spotify, Apple Music, whatever it may be. But if you also would like to send us a direct question, you can do so by emailing podcast@retaris.com. We will get back to you as soon as possible. We'll make sure that we get some emails out there, because that is the whole goal of this podcast. We want to make sure that you all know everything, and that at the end of the day, you all also say, okay, got it. So yeah, as we said, to never miss an episode, be sure to like and subscribe us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple, or just directly on our website, retaris.com/podcast. So with that, I've been Chris Vaccaro, and as I said, my guest, Marcus Jacker, been here to talk to you guys. So thank you very much for watching or listening, and until next time, take it easy and have a good one. Bye-bye.